words would you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he's certainly...
is energetic.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass, but it's not a cricket?
Grasshopper.
And what do you call it when somebody is, or something, just goes out of control? You might say that the car skidded on the ice and went, what, across the highway? It's just gone out of control?
Well, I don't really know what you mean about what it did.
Okay, like if it's like the car, you were riding along the car and it hit some ice, you know, and it just skidded on the ice and, you know, it was
starting.
Okay. It just went completely out of control. Okay, and what if you saw an explosion or something and you might say that the pieces of metal went... you know, when it exploded, the pieces of metal just went...
everywhere else.
Okay.
So high, something like that.
Okay. What do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in? Little children are afraid to go into...
let's say haunted, Anna.
What are those spirits called that live
ghost
in the house? Okay. What do you call something... like a black cat that people say bring bad luck?
Well, I was just calling it a black cat.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I didn't think about.
Okay, just anything that brings bad luck, what would people say? They go, you better watch out, that's, you know,
be superstitious about things?
Yeah, or do you ever use the word jinx or,
oh, yeah,
as, you know,
uh-huh,
jinx, you know, okay.
It's a jinx or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What do people call a person who brings bad luck? They might say he's
a jink or something.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Well, they're living in adultery, is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what you, I don't know what else you call them.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Well, be taken to the undertaker.
Okay. And what do you call the box or case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Casket.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water smaller than a river?
Well, I always call it a creek, a lake, or something like that.
Okay.
Sometimes.
And what would you call one that's even smaller than a creek?
Stream-like.
Okay. What do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast?
Oh, I know what that is, but I can't say. Kind of like Everglades or something like that. Is that? Well, they have another name for it.
Prairie, savannah, marsh?
Yeah, marsh, mostly.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Suspenders.
And what do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Ham gravy.
What do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene.